This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Vastola with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet decides to set up area administration offices in 9 districts, approves Home Ministry Staff Adjustment and Citizenship Regulation Amendment. Minister Jagdish Kharel hold talks with top leaders on poll preparations. Prime Minister Sushila Karki to hold further election talks with party leaders today. And Zelensky to meet US President Trump in Florida on Ukraine peace efforts. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to establish area administration offices in 9 districts across the country. A cabinet meeting held yesterday has approved the establishment of the offices at BP Nagar in Doti, Sri Changa in Taplejung, Do in Dolpa, Katyad in Mugu, Raskot in Kalikot, Koti in Bajra, Gokuleshwar in Darchula, Meghauli in Baitari, and Hitangadi in Sankhwa Sabha. Sharing the decision, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel said the cabinet has also approved the organizational structure and staff adjustment of the Ministry of Home Affairs. The meeting further endorsed the 4th Amendment to the Citizenship Regulation. Additionally, the government has decided to allow Nepali citizens to obtain work permits for Iraq provided they hold a valid Iraqi visa and submit an application along with the original residency card and its copy upon arrival in Nepal. With just 68 days remaining until the House of Representatives election on March 5, 2026, the Election Commission has finalized the categories of individuals to be included in the temporary voter list. According to the Commission, government employees at the federal, provincial and local levels, as well as staff of government-controlled organizations will be eligible if their names appear on the final voter list. Likewise, to oversee the process, a temporary voter list coordination committee will be led by an election commissioner and include officials from the election commission and key ministries. Eligible organizations are required to submit employee details in both physical and electronic formats to the respective election offices, after which the temporary voter list will be prepared and shared with the concerned election officers. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has held separate meetings with the top leaders of Nepal's 3 major political parties, Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and the Nepali Communist Party, to discuss preparations for the upcoming House election. After the meetings yesterday, Minister Kharel told the media that all 3 parties had expressed clear support for holding the election on time and participating fully in the process, adding that the discussions aim to create an environment conducive to free, fair and peaceful polls. Minister Kharel met Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, UML Chair KP Sharma Oli and NCP Coordinator Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda at their respective residences. According to Minister Kharel, the leaders agreed that there was no alternative to elections, describing them as a fundamental democratic process. Additionally, Prime Minister Sushila Karki is set to hold further discussions with top leaders in Balwatar today to make final preparations for the election and ensure greater coordination among the parties. The Supreme Court has dismissed a writ petition challenging the appointment of the chairperson and members of the inquiry commission formed to investigate the September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement. A full bench of Supreme Court issued a directive order scrapping the petition filed against Commission Chair Gauri Bahadur Karki and members Bigyan Raj Sharma and Bisweshwar Prasad Bhandari. The petitioner had argued that the Commission members were not neutral and therefore unable to conduct a fair investigation. Earlier, a division bench had issued a so-called order in the case. Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala confirmed that the verdict has been delivered, adding that the detailed directive order will be issued in written form later. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called on all political forces to unite in safeguarding national interests, setting aside ideological differences ahead of the upcoming general election. Speaking during a meeting with a delegation of the Nagarik Bachao Party yesterday, Prime Minister Karki said that while ideological diversity is a strength of democracy, all parties must come together on matters of national importance. Stressing that the government was fully prepared for the polls and the election would not be postponed under any circumstances, and adding that the election provides an opportunity for parties to present their ideologies to the people and seek a mandate. Prime Minister Karki added that the Nepali Army, Armed Police Force, Nepal Police and Nepal have been provided with necessary resources for election security and that a separate election security force is also being recruited. Retired Lieutenant General of the Nepali Army Balananda Sharma has been appointed Minister for Foreign Affairs. Speaking during his assumption of office at the ministry yesterday, Minister Sharma said the Foreign Affairs Ministry will coordinate as needed with neighboring and other countries on matters related to elections. Earlier yesterday, the newly appointed Prime Minister took oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Podal at a special ceremony organized at the office of the President in Sheetal Nivas. With the expansion of the cabinet, the interim government has become a 15-member cabinet. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Shraddha Shrestha has emphasized that mutual coordination and collaboration are essential to address the problems of senior citizens. At the program organized yesterday by the ministry to mark the 5th National Senior Citizens Day, she said that it is essential at present to provide services that are respectful, meet senior citizen-friendly standards and ensure dignified service without neglect on the basis of respect and dignity for senior citizens. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to take senior citizens' rights seriously and to effectively implement existing laws and policies related to them. Minister for Health and Population, Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam, had an inspection visit to the Singhadarbar Ayurvedic Clinic at Arnab Nagar yesterday. On the occasion, she assured the ministry's dedication to offering essential support to the clinic for the production of Ayurvedic medicines. Minister Dr. Gautam stressed the need for increased promotion, noting that the Ayurvedic medicines and nutritional supplements produced by the clinic were yet to receive sufficient publicity. In a separate event during her visit to Naradevi Ayurveda Hospital, Minister Gautam echoed the need for developing the hospital into a central Ayurveda facility. She stated that the hospital should be developed as a referral center for all Ayurvedic treatment facilities in the country. Acknowledging the need for improvements in the health insurance program, she pleads to ensure that Ayurveda treatments are covered under such schemes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he will meet US President Donald Trump in Florida this Sunday as diplomatic efforts continue to end Russia's full-scale war against Ukraine. According to the BBC, President Zelensky said the talks are expected to focus on a U.S.-brokered 20-point peace plan along with separate proposals for U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine. Ukraine has been seeking firm security assurances from the United States and has suggested the possibility of a demilitarized free economic zones in parts of Donbass not fully controlled by Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump said he expects the meeting with Zelensky to go well and added that he also anticipates speaking with Russian President Vladimir Putin soon. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted that partial cloudiness will occur in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces as well as in the hilly regions of Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. The weather will be mainly fair in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. Meanwhile, light fog and mist will persist in many places of the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet decides to set up area administration offices in 9 districts, approves Home Ministry Staff Adjustment and Citizenship Regulation Amendment. Minister Jagdish Kharel holds talk with top leaders on poll preparation. Prime Minister Sushila Karki to hold further election talks with party leaders today. And Zelensky to meet US President Trump in Florida on Ukraine peace efforts. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.